Screen.
But first of all, we have a review of The Gambler. But we're going to start off with a little clip from it.
I've been with this bank since my father-in-law started.
Are you a relation?
This is my son.
Neither you can't see the uncanny resemblance, so you're implying she's under duress.
Now what I want is $260,000 in cash.
Is everything okay?
When someone needs that amount of money in cash, nothing's okay.
Birth, education, intelligence.
Just do it.
21.
Talent.
Again.
Looks.
Player wins.
I've seen you be $500,000 up.
I've been up $2.5 million. You got me feeling lucky. I'm putting everything on black.
Rest been coming up all night.
You want me to pay you now?
Maybe I enjoy watching the show.
19 red.
What's wrong with you? You got brain damage?
Rough way to start the week.
Will you take away nothing else from my class? Desiring a thing cannot make you have it.
I want to go to a restaurant.
I need you to leave.
Because I've seen you in your other life?
You owe money to places you shouldn't. Why do you want door number 3?
It's the only way I'll get out.
I've said goodbye before to people I love.
Yeah, whatever did happen to Dad? Let's just deal with this as gentlemen who understand each other, please.
No. I need for us to treat each other like we're not gentlemen and that we're very, very stupid.
What'll they do to you if you don't pay?
Break every bone in my body?
How am I going to get my money, Jim?
I look like a magician.
You must have thought you was magic occasionally.
If I have to pull you into an inappropriate relationship to get you out of your job, I'm ready to go.
So am I. I told you that I'm not a gambler. I want a real love, a real thing to do every day, and I'd just rather die if I don't get it. I just say that out loud.
If I give you this money and you don't pay me back, there are no rules. You understand the gravity of your situation.
I know what I have to do. All or nothing, all the money down.
So that was the trailer for The Gambler. Great music, but what was the actual film like? Stamen, I'll let you have a go.
The Gambler in cinemas tonight.
Right, The Gambler. It stars Mark Wahlberg, obviously. John Goodman, who's a... I wouldn't say a sweetheart, but he's got a reputation. He's a figure of big stature. Opposite of Mark Wahlberg plays Brie Larson, who in the script develops as love interest, and she's his student. So the plot, following Mark Wahlberg, who is a professor in literature in a university, who has a serious double life that not only threatens but takes over his professional career. He's a gambler of unseen scale, and basically he ends up in a situation where he owes money to a lot of people. He takes loans, loses the loans, and again takes loans. And it's a sort of a complicated situation to keep track. The thing is, what makes it interesting is that he seems not to care to be taking this as a game, as a professional path he's chosen to take. He's got a family. He's, as was mentioned in the trailer, he's from noble birth, as much as such birth exists in America. Anyhow, his mother is the heiress of some big bank in America, which is not named, obviously.
Because that would be presumably libelous or something. Yeah.
And it is sort of... I think it's original because it's not often that we see characters of high social status going to the downward spiral, which Mark Wahlberg here represents. His character is supposed to be not charismatic. He's very rude to people. He's straightforward. He does not care what other people think of him, and only chases what is his main goal, and is absolutely abstracted from reality.
So he's something of a sort of selfish, quite unpleasant character, really,
right,
to be around.
But I don't know whether it is Mark Wahlberg's personal personality which brings some sort of charisma to screen, and you end up voting for him at the end, and apparently that's the main probably flop of the script, is that it is pretty predictable of what is going to happen. Good guy wins, escapes with the girl and with the money.
Okay, so it's a bit, and you say that, so it goes for nasty, unpleasant, dislikable character, but because Mark's basically, you know, just too entertaining to watch, and he's too silly, and
he's
so
supposed
on.
To be to have something that has changed him, that has made him the way he is. He's very successful in his profession. Successful actually is the wrong word. He's a professional. He knows his job, but that does not make him successful. And probably that's the reason he's turned himself to gambling, which is a stake game.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. So, acting wise,
Mark Wahlberg is himself. If you have seen him in Three Brothers, if you have seen him in The Last Pain and Gain, he's pretty similar to Pain and Gain. He's hyperactive. He's talking really, really fast. He's assertive and etc. The other weak points are the love interest storyline, which is really, really pushed forward without having really any place. It's not developed the right way. There are some flashbacks used to probably, they're supposed to clarify something, which at least I didn't see them do.
Just,
and it's confusing. Yeah. Anyhow, the end result, the final is, in my opinion, really enjoyable, and in some ways a relief. You just are happy that things turn out this way, even though you expected them to be this way.
Yeah.
And there is a tagline which, unfortunately, I'm not supposed to. I can't say
okay.
online yet,
yeah,
which
enough.
Is memorable. But it's a lot of fun.
Can I ask? I mean, the premise sounds rather cliche.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest. You know, man, oh, he's lost everything. Oh, he has no money. He's got to win this one. Otherwise, you know, generic criminals
money.
Are going to remove his
money. And
oh,
he decides to lose it.
Yeah, it's very much, some of the stuff in the trailer is his mum owns a bank or something, or she's like...
Yeah. You've got to start her
it.
Sort of like...
She's incredibly rich, and he's gambling with ridiculous quantities of money.
Yeah.
And it is very much a downward spiraling thing, I think. And so any sort of... I mean, I can't speculate because I haven't seen the film, but any sort of resolution and happy ending, it's not going to be... Good guy gets all the money. I mean, or is it? Well,
yeah.
Let's try not to spoil too much.
My question is: does it have, you know, this film? The idea of, you know, the gambling film has been done quite a lot. Is there anything particularly unique about the sort of that proponent of it, of the gambling? Or I mean,
I don't think there is something that you have not seen in that particular area. It is, though. I think I have not spotted this for a long time. The secondary characters are not static. They interact with Marky Mark. To his inputs, they have an answer, which is not really seen very often.
Okay, so they don't let just Mark Wahlberg be like the singular controller of the narrative. Oh, that's good. That's good then.
That's good to hear. Yeah. So overall, as a, where did you go and see it? In York, picture house or somewhere. Yeah. Was it worth the ticket price?
If you're after the sort of emotion it tries to sell.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah, but we think it might be a little bit simplified, maybe, or a bit cliche, or is it? I don't know.
I'll put it this way: it's a good film to sit and watch at home with a couple of friends. Screen.